As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. This update's brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit SectorSPDRS.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. There is a headline crossing the Bloomberg. Alibaba is said to be in talks with banks for up to a $4 billion loan, and that's according to the Wall Street Journal. Stocks are rallying around the world this morning, oil gaining with industrial metals, as China's central bank said it sees room for monetary easing in the buildup to Group of 25 finance chiefs' discussions on the global economy. S&P E-mini futures up 9 points, Dow E-mini futures up 76, and NASDAQ E-mini futures up 25. DAX in Germany's up 1.3%. 10-year Treasury down 3/32, the yield 1.72%. NYMEX crude oil up 1.25%, or 41 cents to $33.48 a barrel. COMEX gold is little changed, down 80 cents to $12.38.10 an ounce. The euro, $1.1029, the yen, 112.79. And that's the Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen, thanks so much. I'm glad you mentioned that Alibaba headline. It came across, folks. You see stuff come across the Bloomberg, and you go, oh, Mike, in dollar terms, they have something in the vicinity of $8.2 billion in debt. So a $4 billion overlay is a tangible amount of money. That's where I was going here. I think that's something worth looking into next week. Alibaba looking for $4 billion.
I'll read the story. This is from the Wall Street Journal. And Alibaba not being in America. If it were an American company, you would say they probably have profits trapped overseas, so they want to borrow against those. I don't know what the story is.
Oh, I'm not saying it's nefarious. I'm just saying that number caught my attention.
Why they're doing it, I don't understand. But I'll read it.
Should we rip up the script? Robert Hormats with us with his decades of experience on China. Jack Ma was at the Economic Club of New York not that long ago, and it was almost messianic or whatever. Tell me about your perception as an expert on international relations of the capitalism of Mr. Ma.
Well, I think he is a very innovative guy, and he's trying to strengthen the capitalistic environment in China, for sure. And he is one of the very biggest, probably the biggest private company in China today, and one of the most international. But he's really working very hard to make that a global company. That was what he was saying at the Economic Club, that over a period of time, more and more people, particularly younger people, are going to use e-commerce in the way he has set it out in his mind.
And that's something you've been so good at, is on generational shifts, whether it's Japan or Russia. What is the generational shift you perceive within China?
That is really the key point he made, and I'm glad you raised that. I think what he was saying was two things. One, Chinese don't have big malls like we do. So when younger generations emerge in China and want to do business, they're not going to go to a mall and congregate because they don't have them in China to anything to the degree we do. So they're going to use an international cyber mall, which is an e-mall, which is the kind of thing he is developing. So, and he's also saying in the United States, increasingly younger Americans are going to see the internet as the prime vehicle for shopping, and businesses are going to see it in the same way. So he's really talking about an intergenerational change, not only in China but elsewhere, and that would play to the strengths of Alibaba, but also other companies like Amazon and eBay.
Mike, I never thought we'd do security analysis on Alibaba with Bob Hormats.
Yeah,
it's a great and beautiful
thing. You learn. But I want to follow on China because you were noting the comments from the Chinese as the G20 meeting gets underway seem to be very different from in the past. They normally don't talk about monetary policy as forthrightly.
I think it's very interesting how the Chinese have worked very hard to improve their communication skills to the market. I think they realized in the past that they needed improvement, and I think they have done this. You know, Lo Jiwei, the finance minister, has been doing it. Zhou Xiaochuan, the governor of the central bank, has been trying to understand better how to work with and signal to the market in much the same way that the Fed or the ECB do. Zhu Guangyao, the deputy finance minister, has talked about the fact that China is now focusing a lot more on market communication. I think they've come to understand that that is part of managing a very complicated economy, to give signals to the market. And Jack Lew said, if you don't give signals to the market will develop its own ideas of what you're doing. And I think the Chinese are, they're very quick learners and they're very smart. And I think they have come to conclude that they need to look at this experience of the past to figure out how to do it better when you're running a complicated and increasingly global economy. I give them credit for being a very quick group of learners, and I think they've expressed that at this IIF meeting, and I think we'll see more of this in the G20 meeting.
Tom, you wanted to ask about Iran.
I did want to ask about Iran. You've got an incredibly, totally typical Robert Hormats effort, where paragraph by paragraph, I was learning about the strength and diversity of Iran as they face a new world. I was thunderstruck at your educational statistics on Iran as you write for the Atlantic Council. What did you learn in putting together this piece?
When I was at State, I spent a lot of time trying to understand the Iranian economy because at that point we were imposing sanctions on them on a variety of things. So I really wanted to understand what's going on there. The interesting thing about Iran is it's not a monolithic government or a monolithic economy. It's run by clerics, but they're also reformers. There's Rouhani and a number of people who want to open up the economy more, and foreign investors who are looking to invest in Iran. Now, under the current sanctions, most American companies can't trade with Iran and can't invest with Iran, but Europeans and American subs and Japanese and others
right.
can. And what they'll find, as I point out in the report, is, first of all, there are a lot of very talented people in STEMs, in science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They're very well trained. It's a very, very innovative workforce. Many of them don't have jobs, so they want more foreign investment, at least the reformers, to absorb these unemployed people. On the other hand, when they go there, they're going to find that a large portion of the economy for the moment is totally opaque. You have a lot of companies that are controlled by members of the Revolutionary Guard
right.
or the Guard itself or these banyads, which are religious foundations. So, and many of the entities there are on the specially designated okay. names list, which means you can't deal with them for fear of being penalized by U.S. sanctions.
We are out of time, which is always the case with Bob Hormats. Please come back. Please don't be
I'd
a stranger. He's with Kissinger Associates. A headline across the Bloomberg. We'll have much more on this. Nissan of Japan sets a 400 billion yen buyback. Renault in Europe, in France, will go out and sell shares to the market. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Bloomberg Surveillance is brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.